audience. Welcome back to Controversial Kids Books. I'm your host, Robert Hart, here with Taylor Blueberry, Devin Eagle, Benetton Senison, and Miles Ching Chong. And for now, we are going to be talking about comic books for our second episode of our podcast. So far, everybody, we debated and we decided to do our comic talk about the Avengers as a comic book series since Infinity War came out and it was just popular overall.
And before we jump into this comic book talk, Thanos and Fortnite.
Oh my
God. This is still Avengers talk, Thanos and Fortnite.
That's
crazy.
I still haven't gotten the gauntlet myself, which I'm sad.
All right, let's get in.
Let's see. What was your first comic book like as a kid?
My first comic book?
Yeah.
The one I got out of McDonald's Happy Meals boxes.
You got one out of McDonald's? I got one out of Cocoa Puffs, like, cereal box.
I got one out of that, too.
And what was
I never had comic books.
Well, you didn't have a childhood either.
I never had a comic book either, sadly.
I'm just kidding. I bought comic books.
Okay, so you bought
comic books. On free comic book day, so I didn't really buy it.
What did you first comic book
I actually read was Infinity Gauntlet.
Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, and that's actually what we're going to be talking about today.
Ago.
Did you? I read that, me?
Yeah.
I read that last summer. What do you mean? Last time I read it is when I got my phone taken in September.
Oh, so you were bored.
My first comic book was Deadpool thing. The Deadpool comic.
Seriously,
book.
Deadpool? That was the most explicit.
That was from the most explicit freaking comic book. It was a Deadpool corpse too, so like they were like jacked up, like the girls and their boobs were like super big. It's funny. And my mom was like, "What the hell are you reading?" I was like, "It's a Deadpool," and she was like, "Oh."
Oh. But I was always more DC, which I was.
Oh God!
Shut up! I said I was emphasis on was. I love Marvel now.
That's like a bandwagon, like your bandwagon.
No, I love Marvel.
Loki, the DC comics were better than the Marvel comics, but the movies are better at Marvel.
Well, it's just like with Marvel, it's like it's all joking, but you actually see like deaths and stuff in Marvel. Like with DC, nobody's really dead, and that's the thing.
What DC character did you like before
this
went
time.
To Marvel?
I like Batman. Anybody who says Superman sucks. But
okay, that's gonna be controversial. Okay.
Okay. Well, it's called Controversial Kids Books for Reading.
Yeah, that's also true.
The name.
All right. So we all know that comic books nowadays aren't as popular as they were back in the '60s, '50s, '70s. They were a lot better back then. Nowadays you have crossovers between Marvel and DC that don't feel natural, but nowadays they're a lot more graphic. You see things like Superman getting stabbed, which kids are reading.
Yes.
Oh shit! Superman's dead.
Well, I don't understand. Like, it doesn't. Wait, what was the rating for Infinity War again?
PG-13.
PG-13. They already got Legos, like Lego sets. I saw the commercial for Infinity War, and I'm just like, wait. There's a lot of stuff in this movie that kids should not be seeing. And Legos are like for 6-year-olds. Like if you're 13 and you're still playing, if you're still playing with Legos, I'm sorry, you need to get a life.
Shit.
Now to transition into the more controversial, the darker part of comic books or comic book movies like Batman vs. Superman and Avengers Infinity War that have come out like relatively recently, they were dark. Like you can't even lie with Superman dying, Doomsday killing him.
DC movies are usually
those
darker.
DC movies are usually dark, but you think about the little kids that are looking up at their favorite superhero getting stabbed through the chest.
I mean, you got to take into account that I say this a lot. Take into account. You also got to know that these kids are going to grow up, so they're not always going to be the same age as when the comic books come out.
Yeah.
And like when I was watching Avengers: Infinity War. Like, at the end when you-know-who dies, like, kids were crying. It was sad. Like, kids, like, down in the front row right in front of the movie screen, like,
feel good. They don't feel so good.
Yeah, they didn't feel so good, if you know what I mean. Yeah. No, but, like,
But usually DC movies are a little bit darker. Oh my gosh.
But like, going through puberty as with the last two Avengers movies coming out, they've been getting pretty dark. Like Age of Ultron. Like, yeah, that was kind of dark.
That was weird.
Infinity War, that put like, that made it, that made, that was like telling you, oh, we can make dark movies too, DC.
But, okay, you act like this is so dark, but we never see blood in these movies. Like, you, to be honest.
We never really see
in
blood.
In comic books, the Joker comics, usually with Batman, they're like beating the heck out of each other and just like bleeding out. Everyone's bleeding all torn up and stuff like that. Even like,
the reason I don't like DC is like the fact that like you have this stone cold like a character that we put into it, and again, you see no killing. But in Marvel, we have like we have happy go lucky characters like Iron Man, and they're just killing stuff. And it should be it really should be the other way around. But no,
it's just it's almost like DC has a cold heart, and then but they Marvel's like, hey guys.
Because, you know, the
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Mickey Mouse just showed up out of nowhere with a shotgun and just shot, like, Donald Duck in the face.
What? What does that have to do with comic books?
I'm trying to compare Marvel and DC.
Okay, yeah, you can see how Marvel's, like, a little too, like, a little happier, but...
But in the
like,
Ultimate Spider-Man comics, Spider-Man gets sniped by Punisher shoots him, assassinates him.
Like, these past few years, you wouldn't expect it, but the superhero movies have been getting pretty dark. Like, Venom coming out, that looks dark.
Oh, yeah.
That's racist.
Well, because they're getting more accepted. Like, Deadpool, Logan, and maybe, let's see how Venom goes, will make a good show about
okay, first of all,
world.
You cannot, no, the kids cannot watch Deadpool.
You can't, like, Deadpool. But that's controversial, though. Like, I remember when it first came out, they're like, oh, I wonder how an R-rated superhero, like anti-hero, is gonna do. But it blew up. Even with Logan, they didn't think it was gonna work. But with all these like darker movies that are rated R, older people are gonna see it, and you can tell stories more, and they get it more. It's
but
not,
like, you can't like buy a Lego like Infinity War set and not have the kid like not watch it. It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah, and then like there's no point in playing it because something happens.
You already know what happens, most likely. If you're a child and you haven't seen the ending to it, I don't know what to tell you.
If you haven't seen Infinity War in the last, maybe month, let's say.
Came out like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Dude, you need to step it up. Step up your game.
Like, if you haven't seen it, it's already made $2 billion, or $1.5 billion in 3 weeks.
You think it will reach $2 billion?
Black Panther reached $2 billion. Infinity War is gonna pass that for sure.
$5 billion.
Probably. I'm not. I wouldn't be surprised. But
I haven't seen Infinity War, so you guys are telling me that.
Look at it this way. Justice League took 5 months to make under $1 million. They haven't even made $1 million yet. Infinity War made $2 billion.
Huge.
Or about $2 billion in past 3 weeks.
You cannot tell me that part of that audience is not children.
And just makes you think how many kids are watching, like, you know who die, and Superman die.
It just breaks their heart.
God, dude.
All right, we're going to have to cut this recording off here. Thanks for listening to this weekly podcast.
I'm the host, Kenny Ness.
KB.
Thank you for listening. First of all, Devin, I'm the host, okay? Thank you for listening to CKB. We'll be back in our next episode. I am your host. That is a teacher outside. I am sorry. The recording quality is a little bit under budget at the moment, but thank you for watching. Hope to see you guys again. Have a good, awesome day.
Hey guys, I'm